Security contractors were escorting a four-vehicle civilian convoy through the Karada district of Baghdad Tuesday when the latest shooting broke out. Two women died in a car near the convoy. A spokeswoman for the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad says there was no embassy connection to the shooting. Earlier, Iraq said Blackwater, which provides security for U.S. diplomats, should pay $136 million in compensation for civilians killed in a shooting by the company's guards on September 16th. An Iraqi government investigation into the Blackwater incident charges that Blackwater security guards killed 17 people. Blackwater says its guards fired back when they were attacked. Several other investigations of the incident by Iraqi and U.S. officials are still underway, and Iraq's government is demanding that the United States cut its ties to Blackwater. Meanwhile, some Iraqis are applauding London's plan to send half of Britain's 5,000-member military force home in the next 6 months. Abdel Hussein Lazim in Basra says he hopes to see all British troops, along with any other forces, leave Iraq for good. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown announced the withdrawal plan Monday. Most British troops are at an air base on the fringe of the southern city of Basra. Jim Randall, VOA News, Erbil.